I see his headlamp again. He is, let's see, he's right in front of the museum. So it's going to be maybe a minute before Richie Deal crosses the finish line here under the Burled Arch. There's, again, like we had for Pete Kaiser from Bethel, who just finished a bit ago, there's a lot of friends and family who came from Bethel, from Antioch, from the Kuskokwim region to greet the Antioch musher. This is Richie's second Iditarod. He really improves from last year's finish, coming in 14th place this year. His dogs seem to be continuing on Front Street. They want to go to the Nugget Inn, it seems. So someone's down there directing the dogs to the chute. And here they come. Coming up the finish line chute is the team from Antioch, the team that's trained in Nenana all winter because of a lack of snow in the Cusco region. Lead dog crosses the finish line. Bib number 11. Richie Deal from Antioch completes a 2014 Iditarod Trail sled dog race. The snow hook is set, and he goes to greet his team. He gets a congratulations from Ron Kaiser, Bethel Musher, a big hug from his girlfriend, Emery Fairbanks from Bethel. There's a nice crowd here to meet Richie. He's congratulating and wiping the frost off of all of his dogs right now. It's a nice morning here this morning if you'd like to check out some finishes. We're still in the top 20 at this point. So make your way to Front Street to see some finishes. There's a steady stream, I believe, this morning coming into Nome. Bib number 11, Richie Deal, finishes the 2014 Iditarod. We're going to make it to his sled to make this finish official. Checking his mandatory gear. I'm not sure where the checker is at this point, but Richie's grabbing some snacks for his dogs.
There's a whole pile of folks behind you, it looks like.
Yeah, there's something. I got up top of Cape Nolan, there's about six lights you could just see strung out.
Have you heard that? He said there's about six lights that you can see strung out past Cape Nome. So he comes in at a pretty good place, 14th position in front of, again, the steady stream of teams that will be coming in this morning. Let's see what he's feeding his dogs. It looks to be fish. Richie has been just a pleasant person along the trail, always ready to chat and to tell stories, always with a smile. Representing his community well and representing his region very well. Again, Richie Deal from Antioch finishes in 14th position for Iditarod 2014. Stu Nelson is here to greet the musher. Stu welcomes, I believe, every single musher who finishes the Iditarod. A real dedication from the head veterinarian. We hear a siren. Someone else is approaching Nome. Richie, welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
How was the run from White Mountain?
It was actually pretty good. It wasn't too windy or anything, and the trail wasn't too bad, so it was a good run in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just said that you passed, or you, looking behind you, you see about six headlights coming this way, and you've got to feel pretty good about where you finished this Iditarod. You really improved from your time and your placement last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just real happy with these guys. Great group of dogs and had a good time.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, talk about your dogs. You know, you've really built a good, strong team. Your second Iditarod. Talk about your team and kind of who did well for you, who you're proud of.
I mean, I'm proud of all of them. They all did excellent, you know, and there's four or five in the team that, you know, I bought over the last 4 years who have been pretty much my core. Well, there's about six of them, core of my team, and finally I got to run some pups, or there's some 3-year-olds and a yearling, that I bred, and so it's kind of cool to see all five of those dogs right here at the finish line with me.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Kuskokwim area has a strong tradition of sled dog racing with the Kuskokwim 300, and I know that was a big inspiration for you to get into the sport. Talk about the community of sled dog mushing and racing in your area and what that's meant for you, and to see all the people here who greet you this morning. And
It's great. I mean, you know, it was kind of a dying sport out in our area for a while, and it seems like now with, you know, me and Pete and Mike, you know, all of us younger guys who are doing it, it's kind of picking back up and more people are getting back into it, and it's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Richie. Welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
Richie Deal finishes in 14th position for Iditarod 2014. We have another team making this way. But Matt Fahler is approaching the finish line. Matt Fahler running his own team of sled dogs. Last year, he ran as Martin Boozer's dog handler. So this is the first time Fahler will cross the finish line with dogs from his own kennel that he owns. So an exciting race for Matt Fahler, for sure. He said he felt like he graduated. Like, you know, the first year he ran the Iditarod, he ran a puppy team. The second year he ran the B team for Martin. And this year he runs his own sled, or his own team of dogs. So he's graduated. He has, now he's soon to complete the Iditarod.
Here it comes, if we can bring it.
The dogs are entered the chute right now. They're wearing some blue jackets on this cold morning. Bib number 57, Matt Fahler, is approaching the finish line here in Nome. And he has finished. Two sled dog teams are now in the chute. And Nomi gets a handshake from race marshal Mark Nordman, a hug and a kiss from his girlfriend.
Mom?
Sorry. Thank you for that clarification. She looks great. They get a handshake from his friend Richie Deal, and Pete Kaiser is here to greet the two mushers, of course. He gets a handshake from Pete Kaiser. Pete's holding his son Ari, very, very cute little boy. Matt is rubbing down his dogs, thanking them for all that he's done for him throughout this 1,000-mile trail. A crazy trail this year, crazy conditions. He's kissing his dogs at this point. We have two dog teams under the chute. Richie Deal, bib number 11, and Matt Fahler, who finishes in 15th place. Quite the run from this musher who has raced his third Iditarod, Richie his second Iditarod. So these young mushers are definitely showing that this is not a dying sport. Things will continue. And they will be contenders. These young dog teams finishing in the top 20 and the top 15. Watch out for them next year. Pete Kaiser, Richie Deal, Matt Fahler, Yorli Seth Olsom, Mike Williams Jr. all finished very well in the 2014 Iditarod. Watch out for these mushers in 2015. Martin Boozer is here to greet Matt Fahler, again, who worked as a handler for him for a number of years. You can hear him. Martin's voice is pretty distinct. We are going to finally do the official check-in for these teams. Starting with Richie's sled bag.
Louise. Richie is sleeping bag. Cooker. Axe. That book.
I see that one. Okay, and Richie will have to sign in here.
find your signature and get you off the trail officially and read some of your time.
Okay, they bring the clipboard over to him.
And we're signing.
Okay. You're 101 down
Mason. Richie came in 14th position in 2014 Iditarod with a March 12th at 7:35 a.m. in 9 days, 16 hours, 35 minutes, and 40 seconds. You are officially off the trail.
Thank you.
Yep.
You heard that. Richie Deal is officially off the trail for the 2014 Iditarod. Matt Fahler is snacking his dog team right now. I'm not sure. He has some sticks of protein. I'm not sure what that is. But that's pretty customary for these mushers to stop at the finish line, to put their snow hook in, to walk through their team and give them some kisses, some pets. Wipe the frost off their faces and, of course, snack them immediately. Both of these dog teams look fantastic. They're all standing and they look like they can keep on going. Richie Deal's dogs are looking back, wondering what's going on, wondering where they're going next, it seems. He's getting ready to take them out of the chute to park them after this crazy 1,000-mile trail that these mushers have seen this year.
Ready? Ready, Troy? Ready? Ready?
Here he goes.
All right.
Good job, Richie.
We have Roan Boozer taking the booties off of the Fahler team. Roan followed the trail, followed the race on airplane this year. He was at a lot of the checkpoints greeting his dad. Not saying a whole lot to his dad, but greeting his dad and seeing how the team looked.
Come on, pup.
There's some over here.
They're taking all of the booties off of the dogs. Again, Matt Fahler finishes in 15th position for the 2014 Iditarod. We're gonna check his equipment. Meredith Amasik is checking him in.
Sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag, yeah. Axe.
Axe right here.
Promotional packet.
Right here.
That book.
Right here. Snowshoes.
There's snowshoes.
Right down here, underneath the cooker.
Boobies.
So he's grabbing the vet book and the promotional packet.
There's somewhere in here, yeah. I'll
it's not
it.
Required, but yeah. Just asking. All right. Well, there's one more thing to get you off the trail for signature, and that's the official
exposure. Can we sound the microphone?
Yeah, you're saying it.
Richie coming in at 7:35. Oh, man.
In 15th position for the 2014 Iditarod, came in at 7:42 this morning. Nice morning this morning. You have all the required gear. Came in with 11 dogs in 9 days, 16 hours, 42 minutes, and 30 seconds.
Thank you very
all
much.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
hey,
Matt.
How you doing?
Great.
Thank
great
you.
To see you this morning. Again, congratulations. This is the first time you've taken your own team across the 1,000-mile trail. You finish in 15th position. Pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I didn't expect that. That's kind of a icing on the cake. We were just hoping to hit the 10-day mark and under. So whatever was beneath that was, I guess, just part of it.
Mm-hmm. How much were you racing from safety? There's a steady stream of teams behind you, and Richie Deal and Pete Kaiser were in front of you. How much were you racing on your way over?
Well, Pete and Richie both had faster traveling times than me pretty much the whole race, so I didn't think I could catch them. But when I checked into safety, they said I was 8 minutes behind Richie. So then I said, oh, well, maybe I have a shot. So he only gained 3 minutes on, or 5 minutes on me. So I actually stopped out there and changed runner plastic and, you know, I guess kind of tried to catch him, but didn't happen.
Yeah. Talk about the trail. It was one of the toughest Iditarods in history. The early portions of the trail and then a huge lack of snow on the coast. Things were pretty easy peasy on the Yukon River, but talk about overall what this experience was like for you.
You know, it was very challenging. Nothing came easy. Every step of the way, it seemed like things were going, like, just working against us. Everything was just technical and an uphill challenge, but I'm really happy to be a part of it. And I'm glad that, you know, we finished with 11. I'd like to have more, but just happy to be a part of this race. It'll go down as a very challenge, you know, big challenge, and just happy to be here.
Now, your dogs, talk about who you're proud of. I'm sure you're proud of all of them, of course, but who really stands out? Who makes you?
Well, actually, the one coming in single lead is a borrowed dog. I have had the pleasure of driving her twice now. She's Martin's dog. I took her in as a yearling to Nome, and she ran the last 77 miles in lead by herself because she's the best.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, welcome to Nome and congratulations on your 15th place finish.
Thank you.
Yay! Matt Fahler, Iditarod 42. He finishes in 15th place. Pretty remarkable for the young musher who just got into the sport. This is the third Iditarod. This is definitely his best finish ever. And again, I'd just like to say this is the first time he's taken his own team of dogs across the 1,000-mile trail before. Took Martin Boozer's dogs, you know, puppies, and then the B team. Fahler proving that he knows how to drive a team of sled dogs across Alaska, across tough conditions. Watch out. It's going to be an exciting race next year for sure with Matt Fahler, Richie Deal, Pete Kaiser, Mike Williams Jr., your Leafs at Olsom, young mushers doing very big things. Thanks for tuning in to KNOM reporting live under the Burled Arch. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.